Disney shareholders are gathered in Philadelphia today, and by late afternoon, the fate of the company's embattled chairman and CEO, Michael Eisner, may be known. Eisner and 10 other company directors are up for election. 2 decades ago, Eisner was recruited to Disney by Roy Disney, the nephew of the company's founder, Walt Disney. But Roy Disney and former board member Stanley Gold publicly have been urging investors to oust Eisner, NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
For diehard Disney fans, Roy Disney is something of a folk hero.
Just let us through, please.
Good luck, Mr. Disney.
Thank you.
Stop. We're going to break around you.
Okay.
Come this way.
The press briefing on Tuesday was so packed that a burly security guard had to usher Roy Disney into the room. In the drama that has become a shareholder revolt, Roy Disney embodies the magic, or mystique, that many now say is gone. His longtime business partner, Stanley Gold, is the guy working to get the job done.
We're not going away until Mr. Eisner is gone. We'll be here next week, next month, next year. Whatever it takes, we don't believe he is capable of running this company anymore.
Gold and Disney say Eisner's made a series of bad business moves, failing to revive the ABC network, losing Disney's preeminent position in animation, and driving away talented executives. Roy Disney says even as the company's earnings began to decline in the 90s, Michael Eisner continued giving himself million-dollar bonuses.
We don't object to people making money when they're making money for the shareholders. What we object to is they're getting money no matter what they do.
Even though Disney has improved its financial performance lately, Roy Disney expressed skepticism that the company could sustain this growth. He lamented recent layoffs of animators, musing, "Now there's no one left in the company who knows how to draw Stitch," referring to the Disney hit Lilo and Stitch. Roy Disney and Gold say they expect at least 25% of shareholders will withhold their support for Eisner's re-election as board chairman. Whether this is enough to force him out is unclear, but the anti-Eisner momentum has picked up. In the last few weeks, 8 large state pension funds have gone public with their opposition. Collectively, they own 2% of Disney stock, but longtime media analyst Harold Vogel says other institutional investors may follow suit.
The hurting effect is a natural human psychology. So if one moves in one direction, a large state pension fund, the others kind of look at it and say, well, should I be left out and take a different position?
Additional support for Roy Disney comes from individual shareholders. About 4,000 of them, many wearing Mickey shirts, ties, and pins, filled a hotel ballroom for the oust Eisner briefing. Linda O'Neill was one of the hundreds waiting in a spillover line outside.
I was born in 1950. I grew up on the Mickey Mouse Club. I'd like to find out what Roy can do to save Disney.
My name is Brown, Milk Brown, Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Okay, and why are you here today?
To try to get rid of Eisner. He's done us no good. He's pulled the company down instead of pulling it up. He's low.